Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be sharing with you this morning, not just those who are here in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in online in iChurch, which iChurch is going out in English and in Spanish. Hallelujah. So we thank Yahweh for his word going forth. It's a blessing to be sharing what we've been talking about with you. It's appropriate. And a lot of times we take the appropriateness for granted. And Yahweh, you know, he's about timing. He has purpose. He has a method. He knows what he is doing. Do I have a witness to the fact that Yahweh knows what he is doing? And so does everyone have a bulletin? Did everybody get a bulletin? This is a good opportunity for me to see what's going on. You know, I think we passed those things out, and I just need to know if they're being used for purposes more than a car mat. I'm going to say that again, that you're just not tossing it up in your car and, you know, you're not looking at it. Now somebody wants a bulletin. We only make a limited, when they're gone, they're gone. So, but do you have one? And if you don't have one, share your, you know, ask your neighbor, you know, be like, what's up, neighbor? Can I share? So what we do is when we make that bulletin every week, we put a Hebrew or a Greek word on it or a phrase. And maybe you don't notice it. Maybe you do notice it. On the cover, we have today's date. And then right there, at the date, we have the Hebrew calendar day. Okay. Has anybody noticed that? And what we want to do is we want to keep you on the calendar. And every year, maybe some of you don't know or remember, I acknowledge when we make the transitions. And so last year around this time, I acknowledged the fact that we were moving out of one month into another. And this is the last Hebrew month, because the Hebrew calendar is based upon a lunar system. The Gregorian calendar is just based upon time. And so the Hebrew calendar is definitely much more accurate. These are the times and the seasons of what Yahweh is doing. Do you believe in times and seasons? Yes. So times and seasons spiritually are Moedim. And the Moedim are the appointed times, the things that he wants us to acknowledge, the things that he's bringing us into and out of. And so somebody shout out, what is the Hebrew date for today? And what date is it, Elul? So that means that we just, what? Come into what? Elul. We've just come into it, right? Now, the next month is going to be the first month, and that's going to be when we go into Rosh Hashanah, which is the Hebrew New Year. So right now, we are in the Hebrew year of 5777. We will be moving next month into 5778. We're moving into a prophetic time. All of the signs are starting to come. Hello? All of the signs of the times are starting to come together. And so we got to be conscious of what's going on. So preparing for the head of the year, that's what Rosh Hashanah means, the head of the year, the top of the year. When you come into the month of Elul, and I told you this last year, Elul, the word itself, means search. Why would that be significant? Because the month of Elul, you're preparing yourself for the next transition, the beginning of the year. So Elul is always a time of reflection. But it's not that you're reflecting on, oh, hey, I had a good time 2 months ago when I was on vacation. No, 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 no. Somebody say personal reflection. So why would you think that the meaning of Elul, search, how does that fit in? We're preparing ourselves. Who has the ability to examine you more than anybody else? And who knows what's going on in your life? Yahweh knows, but who else do? See, stop just putting on Yahweh. Say, I do. You do. You know what's going on in your life. So isn't it appropriate as we prepare for a new year in Hebrew? Because, you know, we always be celebrating, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a New Year's resolution. Don't we? When we're looking at the Gregorian calendar, after Christmas, we like, okay, we crunk. We getting ready for the new year. Things going to be different, right? How successful are those New Year's resolutions? Because you're approaching New Year's resolutions from like a worldly, head, carnal point of view. Because some of you have said, I'm always in church on Elevation Night. That's what we call it. We call our watch service Elevation. Next year, I'm going to Vegas. That's what you said. Some of y'all said that. Some of y'all said, I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to watch the ball drop. Some of that ball drop? New York? Dick Clark? Rockin' Eve? You know, we approach change in a very carnal sense. But the way the Hebrew calendar is set up and the belief system that we propose that we stand for is about the heart. It's about relationship. It's about your place with the Father, right? And so he doesn't want you to take a natural point of view about what your direction is for the new year. Say the new year starts next month. Because I don't know, I don't want to be on the world's time continuum. I want to be on the leading edge of what Yahweh is doing. Come on, y'all. I want to be on the leading edge of what he's doing spiritually. And so that is the significance of that month. So it means search. And it's a time of repentance. And that's a word that we don't always like to use because repentance is uncomfortable. There is nothing comfortable about repentance. Who would agree? I didn't ask for hands raised, but okay. But it's not a comfortable thing. But that's the thing. Yahweh he's not here to make you comfortable. He's here to prepare you.
He's here to change you. He's here to lift you up. He's here to educate you. And so this is what the things that we get as we approach this. So when we look, when we take a little seriously, we're searching. Say, I need to search. Listen, nobody knows the stuff that you need to work on but you and Yahweh. I can't even begin to try to figure y'all out. And you know one of the reasons why? Because I got my own stuff to figure out. Hallelujah. But you have the responsibility. Just like Apostle said when we were doing the communion. The word says, examine yourself. And it's not real easy to examine yourself. It's challenging. Because a lot of times we don't like to be truthful with ourselves. Right? But we can examine everybody else from head to toe. We can tell, oh, you should be doing. Hey, anybody got some people to come up to you? Oh, you should. You should have. But they never say, I should have. So we're trying to work this thing out. The word of Yahweh says, work out your own salvation. So it's not just that we are doing something just to be doing something. Everything that we do on Yahweh's calendar has to do with purpose. It's very intentional. So when he says, acknowledge the month of Elul, search. Say, I need to search myself.
I need to search myself.
And if there are some things that you need during this time of repentance, you need to repent. And you know what? It's not just the stuff that you know you're doing. Some stuff you're doing, you're not even aware of. And so the search part comes in where you're saying, Father, search me. If there's anything that I am doing that is hindering me in my relationship with you, show me. Show me. We used to have a song back in the old days. Search me. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. If I find anything, should not be. Take it out. Straighten me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be right. I want to be saved. Right and saved. I got to be whole. Go on, clap him for that. No, clap for me. Clap for him. No, yo, praise him for the search me, not me. You want him to search you. You find anything that should not be what? The take it out part, that's not comfortable. Remove it. Show me. Acknowledge. I want to acknowledge that. And then if you when you show me, I have the right heart. Go here to Ephesians, the second chapter. He's calling us to greater intimacy with him. That is a knowing relationship. We serve a God that knows the number of hairs on our head. He even knows the number of hairs that you bought and put on your head. He knows you that well. You don't know what's in that package, he knows. It's the truth. He knows to that great detail. He knows you to detail. And you should be thankful for a God that knows even the number of hairs on your head, that cares enough. He knows your name. He knows who you are. He knows where you're coming from. He knows what you're going through. Thank you, Yahweh, for being a personal God. Personal. It's not just my grandma's relationship or my mama's relationship, or it's my relationship with Yahweh. That's what he's looking for. So in Ephesians, the second chapter, the 10th verse, he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Mashiach Yeshua, unto good works. So he's created us for this purpose, which Yahweh hath ordained that we should what? Walk in them. Your salvation, your relationship is your responsibility. You cannot put your relationship with Yahweh in someone else's hands, nor should you let anyone affect your relationship with Yahweh. If somebody up in here today step on your toe, don't let the devil say, I ain't going to that church no more because she stepped on my toe. How dare you allow a toe stepper to come between you and your God? We talked about in Bible study Wednesday night, which I really implore you all. Come to this Bible study about deliverance. We're going to start going deep. We're going to start tracing roots of things that are affecting us. Spiritual warfare, things that are in our life, right? But in that Bible study, we're just talking about the importance of getting to the bottom of what's going on in us. And so we talked about a spirit that's called offense. There's a spirit of offense when you always offended. You're always looking to see what people are saying, if they talking about you, if they trying to come at you. That's a demon. Okay. So in putting it in a way that people can understand, you know, I say it's like that little demon of offense is sitting on your shoulder. And one of the church people come talk to you and the demons say, what did they say? And so you like, did they say that? And you get mad because you're taking your counsel from your shoulder. I say it's like a little imp sitting up there telling you, whispering in your ear. They say, somebody say, praise Yahweh, it's great to see you. The demons say, are they trying to say that you don't come to church that often? And you be like, "What is that what she meant? What you mean it's nice to see me?" And here we go. And so he say, and then the demon say, if I was you, I wouldn't even bother going there no more. I mean, you come there to hear the word. You ain't come there for the people. And if the people going to say they glad to see you, you don't need to be there. As if you don't come there. I mean, didn't you leave a check the last time you was there? If I was you, next time, if I even dare to darken that doorstep, I wouldn't write no check. I wouldn't put nothing in there. And then becomes a, y'all laughing, but it's real. And you know how I know, and you know why you laughing? Because he tried you. He said it to you. But see, instead of listening to that thing, you better use the power and the authority of Yahweh that says, get thee behind me, Satan. Get off my shoulder. Get out of my ear. Did you know you had the power to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I digress. I mean, you know, that was Wednesday's lesson, but it's germane to what we're talking about is because we don't want anything to separate us. Yahweh, we are his workmanship. He's ordained us to be better and to walk in what he wants us to walk in. So I'm imploring you to do that. Let's go to Acts, the 17th chapter. And I don't have a whole lot of time. When we have communion Sunday, there's a lot going on. But please give me a few minutes to help lay this foundation for you. And we want to go to the Acts 17th chapter, the 30th verse, because I want to give you some stuff to chew on and meditate on as we go through this month of Elul. Because after this month of Elul, we're transitioning into the Hebrew New Year. It's another spiritual dimension. And I don't know about you, but I want to be prepared. I want him to show me my faults. I want him to show me what it is that I need to get right. And then, you know what? I want him to show me the things that I need to continue to do. Because some of you all have made progress. But a lot of times when it's just like New Year's resolutions. You know how you like do the New Year's resolution? You say, I'm going to go to the gym 2 times a week. And you make it to January 3rd. You get in there and you on that thing, you on that cycle and stuff, whatever it is that you do. And here come January 10th. And you ain't never went back since that first time. You fall off. We fall off. That happens spiritually. You make a commitment to Yahweh. You say, hey, I'm going to go to Bible study. I'm going to go to my prayers. And then the devil starts trying to, the enemy, the adversary, the fowler tries to come in and give you excuses. Well, you can't do it. You know, you got clothes to wash. You know, that's your wash day. But then when you go home, you end up not even washing. And so you could have washed. You know, you got to cook. Yeah, and you know good and well you don't do a whole lot of cooking. So spiritually we fall off. We don't want to do that. Because he's trying to grow us up. Say, he's trying to grow me up. So Acts the 17th chapter 30 verse. And it says, and the times of this ignorance. Yahweh winked at. He didn't give it much. He was like, okay, well. But you're coming to a time, he says, but now commandeth all men and women, that's the neuter gender, that's everybody, everywhere. To what? Let me break something down to you. There is this big misconception, and Yahweh told me to take my time in laying this foundation, so I'm going to take my time, meaning that I'm, you know, I still got to stop at a certain time, but I'm going to be very intentional to make sure you get the nuggets that he needs me to get you so that you can meditate on it during this month. So whatever time I have, I'm not going to rush this thing. Is that all right with you? I'm not rushing. I'm not going to rush it. So he says, there's this big misconception that repentance is about you saying I'm sorry. And because if I say I'm sorry, that's it. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. It's not just about you saying, I'm sorry. Also, it's not about you feeling bad and guilty and wallowing in that badness and that guilt. And so what happens that we say, I'm sorry, and then we'll roll around in guilt and shame, and then we leave it there. But I said, I'm sorry. That proves to me. See, has anybody had somebody like tell you that they were sorry? And then you trying to, and you know that those are kind of just words, so you want to talk through it. You want to say, well, why are you sorry? I mean, what realization did you come to? And then they say, I said I was sorry. Wait, then if that's your response, you're really not sorry. You was never even sorry to begin with. You just throwing out a word to shut me up. You're throwing out a word to shut me down. Hey, but the kingdom of Yahweh don't work like that. You can't just throw out a sorry and think that's enough. He's expecting something. So if he says, commandeth, at the times of this ignorance, Yahweh winked, but now he's recommending. Now I'm not saying, you know, if you want to, if you feel like it. I mean, if you feel so, you know, if you think you should, because maybe you're feeling a little queasy guilty. No, he says, command it. I command you. There's no, like, way out of command.
Come on now.
If anybody's been in the service, anybody been in any military people in the house? Yeah. When you get a command, is that a suggestion? It's an order. Guess what? Yahweh's kingdom works like that. See, we've gotten loose as the ages have gone. You're like, well, you know, I don't necessarily have to do it that way. I don't have to come that way. You know, I got my own brand of Christianity. Your own brand? What's that? I've heard people say that. Well, I got, you know, I got my own way. God knows my heart, you know, as if you got a whole different situation going than the rest of us. You got your own spiritual roadmap, and, you know, the rest of us just lost. You found the way. He commanded that some people. Oh. Every. Where? What's left out of everywhere? Nowhere. Nowhere is left out of everywhere. We're all commanded to what? Repent. And so, repent, there's a Greek word for repent. It's called metanoeo. So it's not about sorry. It's about this. It's about, it means to think differently. So repentance means, no, you may be sorry, but now I need to flip this. I need to think differently. Whatever has got me in the situation, I got to do it different. I got to do it the right way. Two, to reconsider. The word of Abbas says, consider your ways. And sometimes we're used to doing things a certain way, and we always find ourselves in the avenue of having to repent. Well, that means that we should consider our ways. And if our ways are not the way they should be, then we should reconsider. Repent. Do it again. Do it the right way. Do over. Three, to change one's mind and direction. I've heard people say that I'm sorry, but then they end up doing the same doggone thing that they did before. So there was no true sorriness. I hope that's a word. It is now. Repentance. There's no true repentance because they didn't change direction. They didn't change their mind. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing, the changing, the making new constantly of your mind. So this is a process. Four, to change for better and to amend the past sense. So a lot of us have not repented. We've thrown up the word sorry. I'm sorry, God. Sorry, God. Sorry, God. I mean, we might as well create a sample. Sorry, God. And play that over again. Because that's all it is. It's just sounding brass. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, my God, how many times have we said I'm sorry for the same thing? Don't raise your hand. Please don't do it. But when it comes to him, I dare say, when we've had communion, people are examining and apologizing. I'll say apologizing because it's not really repenting, but apologizing for the same thing each month. So you're doing the same thing every month? Repeating instead of repenting. Ooh. Hey. Come on, Holy Ghost. We're repeating instead of repenting. I don't know about you, but I want to repent one time. And if we repent, we don't repeat. Ooh. Holy Ghost. That's not me, that's him. Tell your neighbor. Well, never mind. But think about it. If I repent, I don't repeat. And if you find yourself repeating, you have not repented. Because you have not changed direction. You have not thought differently. You have not reconsidered. You have not changed directions. And you have not changed for the better. You in your same old, same old. It's quiet. Yes, I know. Right? And so we have to start changing the way we're looking at our foundation. There's a Hebrew word for foundation. It's called yesod. Say yesod. And the reason I'm really going slow, and I want you to get this, is because some of us, if not all of us, are in need of a rebuild. Some things we built wrong, they need to be rebuilt. Some things were never built to begin with, so they need to be built. And so when the word of Yahweh talks about foundation, he's always talking about that first level, that footing. Anything that you build, you build it on a footing. Because whatever you build, if it's not going to be a strong footing, it's not going to last. It's going to break down. And the foundation is called yesod. If you're saying the foundation, it's ha yesod. Ha means the. So like we say Yeshua ha Mashiach, that means Yeshua the anointed one, the Mashiach. That's what the ha is. It's the. So sometimes you'll see ha yesod, and sometimes you'll see a sod. But ha yesod is the foundation. So when you see ha yesod, it's a little bit, you know, it's the foundation as if there's no other foundation. Are you following me? The. You know, like that, a lot of times we say the, and I always, and some people pronounce the, like the, they say the, and then some people say the, and then we try to correct the people that say the, that no, it's the. But the has a connotation of being the utmost, like there's no other. The, Yeshua, the Mashiach, there's no other. You can't go, I feel like, if you're really using the way it should be used, then you say the all the time. I'm not the greatest, I am the greatest. I am not the conqueror, I am the conqueror through Yeshua. Come on. So when we talk about the foundation, there is no other foundation to build on but the foundation of Yeshua, the foundation of the rock, the foundation of the truth. So, yesod means the footing. It means the base. It means the substructure. Because your life is going to be built whether you realize it or not. If you didn't do anything and if you said, I'm going to be homeless, I'm going to be transient, I don't need nothing, I ain't going to do nothing, that you still are building that. You're building your transient nature, your state of being transient. You're building that. Whatever you do is a build. Whatever decisions you make in your life is a brick. Everything. And so whatever you're building or trying to build, you need to make sure that you're building the right thing and you're on the right foundation. So it means the footing, the base, the substructure, the underpinning structure, the underlying basis, the underlying principle. So you're building on principles. Yahweh's word is based on principle. His word is a principle. His words are a principle. Everything that you could think of that the word answers to is a principle. And either you're going to build what you're going to build on his principle, the principle, or you're going to build it on some other stuff. Also means fact that provides support for something. Fact. Somebody say truth. Somebody say emet. That is the truth. And so if you're talking about the real truth, not the truth, but the truth. Yahweh is the truth. Yahweh is the emet. Yahweh is the foundation. Yahweh is the highest source. And whatever you are building on should be him. And if you ain't got no principles, your foundation is jacked up. I'm going to leave you with this. Go to Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th verse. Some people think, oh, no, I got this. Oh, you got your life, huh? That's your, how you doing with that? You know, that's why your life is kind of like jacked up. It's not really, but you got this. You've been working on it for 45 years and still it's in the same state. Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 24th verse. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, I will liken him. Did I skip something? Did I? What? Okay. Keep me on track. I don't want to get off track. Whoever saith, you know, I hear a lot of Christians saying a lot. Some of you believers. Some of you, I'd rather use that. Y'all say a lot of stuff. You have the nerve to come. You see it saying, oh, what's wrong with you? Lift up your head. Come on, you're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. What's wrong with you? Pick up your head. Right? That's what you told him. You saw a saint. You said, what's wrong? You know, you better believe, Yahweh. What's wrong with you? Next week, here you come. Well, hold up, sister. Didn't you just say to somebody last week, the same thing that you're not doing now? That part. See, they heard something, but they didn't do it. So there's a qualification to the true believer that they hear it and do it. It's not good for me when you hear stuff and you just repeat it back and say it. A parrot can do that. Somebody didn't catch me. A parrot can repeat stuff back. You ain't done nothing special just because you repeating stuff. You do something special when you demonstrate it, when you show it, when you about it, when you live it, when you walk it. That's what I'm looking for. So yeah, I love, listen, you be saints, be careful about the people that encourage you. Make sure that they just ain't flapping their gums. Make sure they walking the same walk that they talking. Because sometimes we got some pretenders. And if you keep following them, you're going to go in this vicious circle too. The Bible says it's like the blind leading the blind. And they both end up falling in the ditch. There's some blind believers here. Don't get yourself hooked up with the blind believer. Get yourself hooked up with the believer that got eyes that can see spiritually. Why you have me say that, Holy Spirit? Somebody needs to hear that like that. Okay, and I'm going to end up with this verse here. If you hear him and do him, I will liken him unto a wise man. Somebody say, or a woman. which built his house upon a... The rock was always the ha, Yesod. The foundation. The solid. The unmovable, unshakable. 25th, why does it need to be that way? Because the rain descended and floods came. See, anybody been in the rain? Has anybody been in the flood? And the flood is when it keep on raining. And it keeps on rising. And not only that, the wind's blowing. And not only that, it beats on the house. It's relentless. The enemy's gonna beat on your house. Don't trip. I just pray that you built it on the right foundation. And as he beats it, right? It says, the wind's coming, beat up on the house. But guess what? Didn't fall. Where is the house? Your life, your family, your spirituality. You're building a house. And if you marry with children, you build an out. Whatever house you build, your children are affected by that house. Men, your wife is affected by that house. Why are you blaming her for stuff? You the one that didn't build it right. She's saying stuff to you, and you get mad, but you the one that didn't build it. And if you walk away and don't build it right, she gonna try to build it. Oh. And then after she get there and she put that stuff, what you doing? Why you doing like that? Well, see, you ain't here to do it. Somebody had to do it. Oh, I'm sorry, Apostle. I was just, you know. Apostle told me to watch out there. Let me watch out. And it says, it fell. It fell not, for it was what? And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not. We're with the not people. You know, I was always one of those dudes where by observation, I knew the stuff that I didn't want to do because I saw folks go through it. And I saw the stuff that they went through. And folks that always did not believe that fat meat was greasy and they wanted to do whatever they wanted to do. And regardless of people giving them warnings and telling them, hey, that's not the way to go, they decided that they were going to do it anyway. It's called the University of Hard Knocks. And there's a lot of believers that go to the University of Hard Knocks. Y'all was trying to tell you that this is the way it should be done. This is the way you should approach it. And you keep doing it the wrong way and keep on getting your head bumped. There's no other way but the right way. Yeshua is the right way out. Stop trying to find other ways. Stop trying to find loopholes and different stuff. There's only one way out. And so he's addressing those that say, those that did not do it. He likened them unto a foolish man. Somebody say foolish woman, which built the house upon the sand. Why would somebody do that? Sand is always shifting. Sand is always moving. Sand is unpredictable. It's unstable. It's always wavering. It's not even the right level. It's got different ways of doing it. And sometimes it'll sink in different places, sinkholes. Why is it everything that you find yourself to do and it doesn't work out is because you're building stuff on sand. The demons, the enemy's territory is sand. Yahweh's territory is a rock. And how do we know? Sometimes some people, you build some beautiful sand dwellings.
I mean, you built that thing on sand and you was just fortunate that that thing didn't fall up under. You know, because the sun was shining and it was a nice cool breeze. And so that sand, I mean, it was nice and it was 75 degrees outside. And you built that sand dwelling, that sand house. And you said, see, they said that this wasn't going to work. But, oh, look at here. Look what I built. But then on 27, the rain descended. And the floods came. Does anybody know about the floods of life? Sometimes you're going to encounter a flood. Believers, you're going to encounter a flood. See, both of these types of people encounter floods. They encounter challenges, but they had two different endings. They had two different conclusions. One of them, the house didn't move. Let's find out about this other one. The rock house, it didn't move. Let's find out about the sand house because it looks so beautiful. On the surface, it looks so wonderful. Oh, it was so easy. And, you know, you was just right. You was just, hey, this thing is going to work. Then the floods came, the winds blew, and that house got beat on too. But guess what? It fell. That house, that part. It. And let me leave you with something. It didn't just fall. It said it fell, and great was the fall. It wasn't no little fall. It was a magnanimous, bodacious fall. I mean, there was no question that this thing came down, and it fell hard. Everything came down. It fell hard. Some of you saints, you didn't just fall. You fell hard. You hurt yourself. Guess what? You had a choice. You had prime real estate. You had rock real estate. There's no better. That is the best foundation. It's the rock. And it says, and it came to pass when Yeshua had ended these sayings, the people were astonished. What is so astonishing about building on a rock as opposed to sand? You know, for me, I would think that's a no-brainer. I mean, ask your neighbor. I mean, isn't that a no-brainer? I mean, isn't it? Then why are so many believers building on sand? I'm so amazed when I see the amount of believers that are building sand dabs. Sand pads, just. When sand castles, thank you, brother, sand castles. And they look so great, and then they build that thing so great, but guess what? The fall of it is so great. Yahweh is laying a foundation for your life even now as your ears are hearing this. I pray to Yahweh that you're allowing this to pass through and receiving this. Because there's some things that you have been building and have built. And there's some of you that haven't started the process, but some of y'all already on sand. And the Spirit is saying, it's not going to work. He's begging us to build on his foundation. He's begging us to build on his foundation. He said, except Yahweh build a house, the workmen labor in vain. You're so busy building something. You're so busy trying to do what you think, but it's all in vain if you have not let Yahweh be the master builder, the master designer, the master architect. Hallelujah. And Yahweh, endure. We acknowledge you. We will build on you, Yahweh. We will build on your rock.
Yahweh. We will build on your truth, Yahweh. We will build on your solid foundation, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father Yahweh, we come to you. Right now in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father. Oh, Yahweh. You're asking us. Even there are times where you are begging us to seek you. You're begging us to acknowledge you. You know the Aleph from the Tav, the beginning from the end. In those times where we don't listen to you, where we don't acknowledge you, we are saying we don't believe you. We don't believe your word is true. We don't trust you. That's what we're saying when we don't acknowledge you. If we've been those people who have not acknowledged you, Father, forgive us right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And not only do we ask for your forgiveness, but we repent. Truly repent. Truly change directions. Truly change our mind. Truly have turned away. It's not just lip service. We're changing directions. But we need your guidance of which direction to go. Continue to minister to us, to show us in your word. Even today, Father, it was a day where you have redirected some of us. It's also been a day that those of us have traveled in the right direction, you were reaffirmed and you said, yes, my child, you are doing the right thing. You're in the right place at the right time. Thank you for confirmation. But also thank you for redirection if that's needed. And so in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, help us, show us, lead us, guide us to the victory that is yours. And if we're in you, that victory is ours. So we give you the glory and praise for that. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray, Amen and Amen. Hallelujah. Really quickly. Have to